Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. I've got a great guest for the show today, Shai Levy. He has a background as an engineer and in more recent times as CTO. He's been a co-founder of multiple companies, and today he is co-founder and CEO of Unframe, which is an AI delivery platform. Shai, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So let's start off with talking about the problem that you're solving. So before we get in even into the solution, what are the problems that people struggle with today?
Yeah, so I think, you know, you talk about people in general, but in Unframe, we usually look at enterprises and companies who are trying to solve a problem. And the business problem goes somewhat like that. You know, there's this ChatGPT or very impressive LLM technology that made an impact on all our lives. How are they going to adopt that technology to make an impact on their business? That's the biggest question, I think, in tech right now. And there are multiple avenues of doing that. And before we kind of deep dive, I'll just say Unframe came up with a premise, you know, with the approach and premise that the best way to do that is by using Unframe. And we can talk about that in a sec. But that's just the headline of what we do.
Okay, so and how does this problem manifest maybe in the business world? What are some examples of when people aren't dealing with this problem, what they run into?
Yeah, so all the businesses want to adopt AI, right? They know how much impact it can make on their business or on their existing processes, etc. The question is how, right? What are the approaches that they can go through? One is rely on the existing SaaS vendors to add AI capabilities. But what you find out is that it's only solving like a tiny sliver of your general workflow. If you have a full workflow you want to automate or you want to have actual impact on, just relying on existing vendors you have to add some AI features is not going to make the impact. Okay, so that's ruled out. Option number two is to build it in-house. But that still takes a long time and requires many people. Like, to create an actual valuable solution, not a gimmick, not like a little, you know, mock, a real thing, takes like 6, 7, 8 months of about 4 people. So you can't do it that often. You can do it for things that are in your core IP, but definitely not for all the use cases you hope to achieve. Okay, then what else? You can go to consultancy, but that's very expensive and takes a long time. Or guess what you could do? You could work with Unframe. And how does that look like? Unframe has an AI platform on top of which we bring your AI use cases to life very, very quickly, in a matter of like a few days to a week. And we also put our money where our mouth is, meaning you get the solution ready, you can use it, try it, see it actually gives you the value, and only then move to licensing. That's the biggest, you know, there's only one company currently offering that, and that's basically it.
Now, when you were talking about the two different options of you can either go with one of the big players and go with them and have them sort of host, I don't know if that's the right word, but your AI environment versus doing something.
No, I said, I think if you go, you can go with one of the classic consultancies, but it takes many months. You have to commit in advance. No one, you know, you're not getting a solution done in a week that is satisfactory and that you keep the power. You say, okay, I'll only pay if I liked it. I only pay if it actually gave me the outcome. You don't have that option today. And that's the option that Unframe puts up.
And let's think about some examples of AI solutions. So you could either be a company trying to make yourself more efficient through some kind of a digital transformation. Perhaps you're building an ERP internally to scale your business, or you're a company building a product. Does this apply to all of those use cases, or does it fit one more than the other?
So I would say it fits both angles. I would say that most companies start with back office stuff. They like to start their use case, like the use case they first target, they like to start it there. It's usually not as big as like, oh, I want to swap out my ERP. But it usually goes around a certain problem that they have, a business process that they currently have, whether it's the way they do portfolio analysis. And they're like, okay, I'm getting all these reports from all my portfolio companies. It's difficult for me to, you know, understand which one is overperforming, underperforming, find the indicators, comparing them to market trends, whatever you want. So you think about this business problem and you say, okay, where can AI make the impact? So it can automate this and that and that and that. And you want a solution that does it through and through. You don't just want a solution like ChatGPT that you talk with, you get something, you put it somewhere else. And you want something that just works with you on this business process that automates or actually helps you do the work. 80% of it the AI would do, 20% the human would do. Whereas if you go with a generic approach of like a ChatGPT or something like that, 80% the human would do and 20% the AI would do just based on the back and forth that you would do with it. So most companies and most enterprises want an AI solution that is tailored for their enterprise, tailored for their needs, because that's what the one that's actually making the impact. That's the one that's actually targeting it end to end and actually providing value. And so to do that tailored use case, they can build in-house, which takes long, or they can work with OnFrame. And I'll talk in a sec about how OnFrame does it so quickly in a matter of a week and can afford putting our money where our mouth is by saying, look, pay me if you liked it, but that's the general level.
So the final question before we dive deep into OnFrame and really pick apart how you guys deliver this stuff. When a company says like, okay, we're going to use AI, and like you pointed out, they're saying, okay, I don't want it to just be the workers have a browser tab with ChatGPT up there and they're like, yeah, hey, write this email. They want something that's more of a robust case. And so what I imagine, and you correct me where I'm wrong here, you want to have a really good idea of your business and the tasks, the jobs to be done. And you've got to go through some kind of a methodological process of saying, here are the things that really lend themselves to being automated. We're going to build that, hook that up, and just get it running. So it just removes lots of work from the place. And it's not we're day to day, hey, let me try to ask this question or do this kind of thing. We want to make it more systemic.
We want to start with the business problem. We always hop on and say, okay, what are the use cases? Because they already did that work internally. If you talk to an enterprise, they already know which AI use cases they hope to achieve. They already mapped those out. Now the question for them is, how do they achieve those use cases? Are they going to build it in-house? Maybe for the top two priorities, but they have a list of 200 probably, or 2,000. All right, what happens with all the rest? Best route for all the rest, honestly, is OnFrame. Because you will get it done, you know you will get it done quickly, and you get to choose if it makes the impact, if you liked it, and only then you license it. And guess what? Our licensing is per solution per year, and it includes all maintenance, support, troubleshooting, feature requests, enhancements, so it doesn't even create an IT burden on your org. It's like, okay, you have this use case, you want it solved, there you go. Here it is, it's solved, done.
And the final thing before we really get into this, Llama, how does whatever you're going to talk about compare to Llama? Or maybe we should get into that after you describe what OnFrame is.
So we're not trying to compete with the underlying models. You have the LLMs, they're very capable, obviously. But the question is, how do you use those LLMs in your business processes? Is that going to be via ChatGPT, where every time you have a point in your flow, you need to, you know, or do you build something that is tailored for your business process? For example, that automatically collects the files from wherever they are, does some digestion of those the way you expect it for your workflow, compares it against market data the way you need it for your workflow, automatically gives you the user, like the output, not in a chat, but in the interface that served your purpose. But let's say you're in real estate, you want to see a map, so it gives you that map. It's like interactive with you to help you do the work you wanted to do in a much more efficient way.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'm a business and I want to make the move into OnFrame, and I've jotted out with my executive team and I say, okay, these are the short list of things that we really want to get superpowered with AI. We want this to be something we dive into. Let's go with OnFrame. How does that unfold for them?
Perfect. So what do we do first? We hop on a chat to talk about the use case that you think is the right one to go after first. And we do a discussion of about, let's say, 30 minutes, where we try to understand, okay, what is the pain point of this today? Who's suffering from that today? What are the manual parts? What are you trying to solve for? You know, for example, no one is trying to solve a technical problem in like the technical talent. So for example, you could say, well, I want to search faster. For what purpose, right? No one is trying to search faster for the sake of searching faster. That's not a business problem. The business problem could be, I want to do better portfolio analysis. I want to do better underwriting. I want to do better, whatever it might be. Okay, so that's the business problem. What are the most painful parts of that business process today? Where are your manual efforts? Like, and we dive in during a 30-minute discussion trying to really understand, why are you trying to automate this? What are you trying to solve for? Who is it going to serve? Who's the business users that are going to use it? After that conversation, that's it. A week later, we come back. You get a solution that is ready, tailored for this business problem, ready to be used by the business users, ready for them to say, hey, this is amazing. I can do my work 10 times better now. That's it. That's all it takes.
Gotcha. So how much of Unframe is dependent right now? I don't know how long you guys have been around. I think since 2024 or so. How much of it is dependent on you and your human team of consulting getting people up and running versus how much is on the other end of the self-serve, I log in and get it set up for myself?
Perfect. So here we get into the magic behind that, right? How do you bring to life a use case in a week? But honestly, let's say we have people on our end kind of building it. If they have to build it, it would take much longer. It takes 6, 7, 8 months, like I said before. What we understood in Unframe very early on is that although use cases can come from many different industries and verticals, the tech components they require are very similar. So we built those, we call them building blocks, or deep technical building blocks, collected those into a platform. You could almost think like Lego bricks. This is the analogy we use. And then when you bring the use case, it's just about assembling those Legos together. It's true that today we do that. We put the Legos together into your turnkey solution, but we do it in a week. It's not a complicated problem. You know, it's much simpler than saying, okay, go build me now this and that. It's much harder if you don't have the Lego bricks. And that's what Unframe is all about, right? You have a platform that can be easily reused, but in a tailored way, to solve the variety of business problems that we're going to encounter.
Do you achieve that by having templates?
Templates, it's a good start, but the best start would be the actual Lego bricks. So if you have templates, they're kind of rigid. It kind of always looks...
Okay, so the Lego bricks are smaller. So I might say, I've got a business process where, I have insurance adjusters assess damage on property and to report this to a thing and to estimate costs or something like that, right?
This is where the data comes from. This is the first step of the process. Then it goes to this guy. They have to approve it. Then it goes from this guy to this...
Right, a whole workflow, yeah.
We orchestrate the whole thing with the AI covering as much as possible from it. Like all the annoying stuff that AI can probably do, most of it can honestly do, you know, it's taken off your plate. And suddenly you can achieve more business, you can be more efficient, you need less people. You know, it affects both at top line and bottom line.
What's your advice to companies who are thinking about advancing their business with AI? And the reason why I ask this is because I detect with a lot of folks that I talk to a misalignment between what they dream of AI doing and what AI actually does. Where do you advise folks along that? One, do you see a misalignment out there that's common? And two, what do you advise?
I see. So I'll tell you one. So I think that the right approach with AI is a SWAT team approach and not a battalion approach. So some people try to build this massive strategy and go chunk it up, and it doesn't work that way. Like, and by the way, the best SWAT team, hopefully what comes out is people coming to Unframe. That's exactly that approach, saying, okay, let's focus on one business problem or two, whatever. And let's go at it. Let's get it done. Let's get the win. And let's then move on to the next one. And this is how you build the big, great win. Not based on, let's think about our AI strategy for the next 7 years. That's like ridiculous. You don't know how a week from now it's going to look. So it's all about like getting wins, getting quick wins.
Here's my next question. Is AI special in the regard of just someone wants to revamp their processes using technology? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes someone can just say like, well, I want to use AI to fix X, Y, and Z, but they might be putting the cart before the horse, and it might just be, well, you can automate this thing and it doesn't particularly involve AI. It's just like a notification that is a game changer, or it might involve actual AI. So what's your view on that?
But you're right. By the way, every solution has a certain AI element to it, but it's not more. It's not more than 50%. Okay. 50% is like, how does it interact with the people? So, for example, chat is a really not a great way to interact with people. It's almost like a terminal. Like, you can write and you write, you know, it's not comfortable to do business processes in a chat. You need something that is tailored. So about 50% is, how do you engage the person? Where do you reach them? What's the media through which they get the data or they put in the data? And about 30 to 50% is the AI part, the smart processing, the decision making, the bringing up the insights, doing the manual work of extracting the most relevant pieces, whatever it might be. So that's how I think about an AI solution. And so, yeah.
So when someone becomes a user of Unframe, what's their day-to-day experience like with it? Is Unframe where you go to manage your business processes? Can you look at them? Or is this mainly to just get it set up and you say, hey, I've got this, and let's crank up Unframe and see how many things we've got running?
Yeah, so think about it. It's a platform on top of which you have your solutions. And so each one of the solutions is they all share a certain knowledge layer that can be used by all, but that's the underlying layer. In terms of the individual solutions, that's what the business users engage with. So for example, to your use case from before, there's going to be a business user that is currently doing that process, that's going to do that via the Unframe solution that, you know, he just logs into. It's a web interface almost always. And they use that web interface to accomplish what they want to accomplish. Probably 50% of it is going to be AI, automating things and doing things automatically. And about 50% is going to be, you know, where it touches the human, where it collects the data from, how it sends it over. But to the person, it's always super slick, super easy. Looks like magic because AI does all the work. And they just basically have to tick the and it goes. There's a really wow factor when Unframe targets a business problem and comes out with a solution. When you get a solution to your business problem that was done by Unframe, almost always there's like a wow factor of like, holy shit, I can do my work 10 times easier.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been speaking with Shai Levy of Unframe.ai. That's Unframe.ai. Check it out. Do you have any final thoughts on why folks should rush to go to Unframe and start using it?
Because you can't avoid AI. You have to adopt AI to remain competitive. You can do some of it yourself, but a lot of it, look outside, and hopefully you'll be impressed with what Unframe can do for you. We're trying to de-risk it as much as possible. We don't charge you anything up front. We don't bind you in a binding contract. Come try it out.
Test it out. You can't lose by just coming in, testing out the freemium software. Shai, thank you so much for sharing this and being with us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.